You know, Carl, the Falklands War of 1982 is back in the news because of Bill O'Reilly and his claims to have reported from a war zone. I don't want to talk about Bill O'Reilly, but I want to talk about the war itself from history. The Falklands War is probably one that never should have happened. 967 people died because of misrepresentation and bureaucracy. Correct. I'm sure that's happened in other wars. But anyway, here's how the war began. This is really interesting. There was a 39-year-old scrap dealer by the name of Konstantin Davidov. He was an Argentinian who probably wishes he could take back an innocent action. Davidov heard about three abandoned whaling stations on the British-owned Georgia Islands. It was a chance to make some salvage money with some spare parts and scrap parts, really. So in December of 1981, Davidov and seven crewmen got permission from the British government to inspect the stations. Then he got permission in March to start salvage operations. His men, either as a joke or excitement or pride or whatever, they raised the blue and white Argentinian flag over the salvage operations. The flag was spotted by a group of British researchers camped about 5 miles away. They were a little annoyed. What's the Argentinian flag doing on here? And so they got on their radio and they called Great Britain. Well, word spread in Great Britain through government circles, and it also spread in the Falklands through government circles. The British government protested that the Davidov crew landed illegally. They didn't. They had permission, but the permits and departmental bureaucracy didn't get the permits to the right people at the right time. So Argentina said that the Davidov crew had the right to be there. Britain responded by saying that it's sending in an ICE patrol boat. Argentina sent a Navy ship to protect the crew. More meetings were held. Words became angry. Ownership rights were stated and demanded. Days later, the Argentinians invaded. The Falklands War began, and you know the rest.
Well,
isn't that interesting?
Very interesting, as always. I don't know where you get some of this stuff, but bless you. You're absolutely a master at it. But I will tell you this. You mentioned him early on, Bill O'Reilly. I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. I'd like to, but I'm not going to here. What I would like to say is that we had another conflagration in that century that started with the same stupidity, and that was called World War One. Okay? Bureaucracy and stupidity. Yes, I realize that the Serbian killed the Grand Duke's son and all of the rest and so on and so on and so forth. But that was a war that should never have happened. The apocalypse of World War. Most people don't realize that was the prelude to World War II without question. It set up the parameters for 25 years of slaughter and the Holocaust and all of the rest.
Well, in retrospect, though, too, I think there were some in the various powers that be that wanted that particular war to begin because they wanted to end the Ottoman Empire.
That's correct. And they were, they wanted to finally put an end to the Habsburg rule of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Yeah. However, and we can get into the historical basis of it. But the point of all of it is, it was just a bunch of very arrogant old men who caused the life of 25 million people in World War One, and that was a war that should never, ever have happened. Ever have happened. However,
we can argue, though, that there no war should ever really happen.
That's true. That's true.
But then when you got stuff like with Hitler and the extermination of the Jewish population, that's a war that was justified.
Without question. My point was is that that war was the only reason why he was able to be what he was because of what happened after the partition and the reparations that the Allies placed on
Germany. It's a domino effect, isn't it?
It was, without question. And the Falklands, it's amazing how we continue that stupidity, and it is stupidity. And I did not know that. I knew that there was a bureaucratic mix-up.
Bungling.
That I got. Yeah. But I didn't know the actual story. That's fascinating. It absolutely is fascinating. War. The Game of Fools.
I wonder if this guy Davidov is still alive today. Because if he is alive, I'd love to get him on.
I would, too. I've made some notes. I'll try to track him down. Right. I'll try to track them down for you. Fascinating. Again, Byron, who noted, war is a game of fools upon which there are never any winners. And I always keep that in my mind. Never any winners. Anyway, Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Roland, we have quite a bit of good stuff coming up. And in the next segment, I have a response to your question of last week.
About the drones?
About the drones. I got an assignment.
You have to restate the question.
Yes, I will. I got my assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully I'll get an A in this one. I'm not sure.
I get to mark?
Yes, you do.
Oh, this is wonderful. All right.
You're a tough,
I'm ready.
Tough taskmaster. Carl Sabatino, once again, Roland Smith, Smith Sabatino, please, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We're back.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Know your Sunshine State motorcycle rules of the road so you don't get caught with a bike week ticket. We got rid of that stupid vertical license plate prohibition when the last governor went out the door. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. In compliance, two-wheelers riding in the Sunshine State have to possess at least one mirror, eye protection, no earphones, top of shoulders, handlebar height, a running headlight, modulators permitted, and hand signals if not running turn lights. And the biggie, for 21 and up bikers with at least 10 grand worth of medical insurance, no stinking helmet required. Mufflers aren't generally a problem for the bikers who ride with common sense. March, early March, yeah.
You gotta get that wind in your hair.
It's American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know that sharing a car can save you around $250 a month? Now, if you're figuring in a full 8-hour workday, you're up to $320 a month. Imagine being able to split your monthly car payment, your monthly fill-ups, your monthly insurance, and general maintenance. Big companies like Hertz and now a newer company called Zipcar are making the necessity to own a car almost obsolete. You simply pay a monthly fee for access to a shared vehicle. Companies like Zipcar will even drop it off for you. And when you're done, you simply return it to a designated parking spot. Best part? You don't have to pay for gas, for insurance, or any maintenance of any kind. Many people in big cities have already dumped their cars for this genius green alternative. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.